the day I get my first Oscar, I want to thank God, my mother, and the Basement Hangout.
I love it.
We have a tradition, Martin, which is words of wisdom. We go around, we do it at the end of the show, and we do it on potty breaks, which is what Bob needs right okay. now.
He always has a small child.
So Bob usually goes first with words of wisdom, and I know he's struggling right now.
Yeah, we pull it out of the rear end or something.
Yeah, I mean, it can be his words of wisdom have been, you know, toilet paper on sale at Costco.
Yeah, use Destiny for
change. And it's been as deep as, you know, treat your wives well, blah, blah, blah.
So I will go first. I had a crazy experience yesterday night. My dog got sprayed with a skunk, okay?
And I want That's terrible.
I want to thank... his name was, or I think he's still alive, Paul Kabam. He has a mix of homemade skunk spray de-smeller, basically. It's 1 quart, 3% hydrogen peroxide, half a cup baking soda, and 2 tablespoons Dawn. Sprayed it on there, took it right out. So thank to God this chemist made this 1994. Thank you, sir.
Can we put that in the show notes
yes,
so
of
people
course.
Know exactly how to get rid of skunk smell?
Yeah. So she was sprayed, super freaked out. We left her in the backyard just barking, like all confused. Her eyes are probably burning. So we sprayed this stuff all over, not in her eyes because of the Dawn.
And now she's good?
She was like good and like immediate. When you put that stuff on there, wherever the smell was, like magic. So
okay.
Thank you for the chemist.
All right. My words of wisdom are, if you see a UFO... make sure it's not a satellite.
Yeah.
Okay, Martin, you're up.
Oh, boy. Well, I was going to quote just one of the quotes. You know, I mean, I like certain quotes, and I really like a lot of Mark Twain quotes, but I can't think of anything right now. But, I mean, I don't have to do that. Words of wisdom that I can pass on is respect each other. And
I like it.
Try to manage the differences you have with people.
Yes.
And treat people the way you want to be treated.
Absolutely. 100%. Words of wisdom from you.
Here are my words of wisdom. Sam's Club has all summer shit, $4.81.
What does that mean, all
Greg
summer
Norman,
shit?
Greg Norman, well, normally...
Oh, clothes.
Clothes, yeah. They have all the summer... UV shirts, Greg Norman, which is the shark. Remember that tall Australian guy, one of my favorite golfers? He has the shark clothing, fucking golf shirts, golf shorts, $4.81, man.
Damn.
I was checking out yesterday, and this older woman
That's
was
real
like,
cheap.
You hit the jackpot, honey. I was like, what do you mean? Like, you know what I mean. Like, you know what? I do know what you mean. Thank you for noticing. That's mine. What are yours? Right,
my
ass?
Words of wisdom are, no matter where you go to get your wings... order them plain and get your sauce on the side.
Extra sauce.
Dip your wings or even pour it on your wings as you eat them. But if you want them nice and crispy and super duper money, order them plain, sauce on the side, bitches.
And get extra blue and ranch.
When you're out in the field searching, have situational awareness and always, always look up.
I like it. That's a good one.
Yeah, definitely look up is important because, yeah, we see that shit all the time where nobody's looking up and then you look up and you see it.
Or you don't look up and you don't see shit.
Well, that's why you got to look up.
That's like 80% of the time. They don't look up.
I know exactly what I want to say.
Let's
okay,
do it.
The American government is your government. Your constitution was conceived by the people for the people. Use it. Don't sit there meekly and let yourselves be shafted by generals, intelligence officials, people in private aerospace who are trying to conceal something. What they're trying to conceal, I'm not entirely sure, but they are trying to conceal something. And I know that sounds loony, but we know it's on the record. The government has admitted there is a greater mystery. You have rights as as people who elect your public officials, you have rights to demand from your Congress answers. Ask. The wheel that squeaks gets the grease.
Mm-hmm.
Ask. Write letters to your congressman and your senator. Ask, make this a political issue. And I think eventually they will be forced to admit what they know.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Goddamn.
Maybe the best words of wisdom ever.
That is amazing.
Makes he, seriously. He, every time he talks about the U.S. and our Constitution and stuff, I get chills.
Yeah, I'm like teary-eyed right now.
Yes, me too. Love
what
it.
You guys have got is really special. Let me tell you, your country is very special. It's I studied it in law years ago, and I remember thinking, why the hell don't we have a written constitution in Australia? It's so valuable. It's so vital.
So why don't you?
And it really is. Why don't you? Because I think we've allowed ourselves to think that it's wrong to question.
Okay.
I can remember asking politicians questions at press conferences, and I remember once I was in Malaysia and I was giving I was in Cambodia and I was giving Hun Sen, who's a dictator who runs Cambodia, a really hard time. And this Malaysian journalist leaned across to me and said, hey, leave him alone. You know, you're disrespectful to a political leader. And I said, shut the
you were like,
fuck
up.
That's
you,
not our job.
Bitch.
I'm Australian.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
I really was. It really angered me because guy's murdered people. You know, whole point of my inquiry was that I was investigating allegations that his government had murdered people.
Wow.
And this Malaysian journalist was trying to shut me down from asking questions at a public press conference. It's our job to annoy people as journalists. And you, the public, have one right. You have the right to vote. Use it.
Can you give us some words of wisdom?
Sure. I think the most important thing is to stay true to the way you were as a child, you know, as a kid. I was asked by the Harvard Gazette, which is the Pravda of Harvard University, the official newspaper, what is the one thing I would like to change about the world? And I said, I want my colleagues to behave more like kids. You know, when I look at adults, they pretend that they know much more than they actually know. And that bothers me. It always bothered me. When I was a kid, you know, in dinners, I used to ask a question and some people who didn't know the answer would pretend they know it and or say, this is a silly question. And it really felt bad, you know, as a kid to be turned down that way. And I feel the same way as an adult, you know, I maintain the same approach. You know, when there is something I don't understand, I don't pretend that I understand it. I just try to find the answer. And why would you pretend? Only if you wanted to maintain an image that is not true. It's
correct.
It's just like a makeup that you put to look better. And when I look at adults, you know, many of them look sophisticated and much smarter than they actually are. And I always try to look under that facade and try to find the kid behind the way they behave. And I can imagine myself, every adult, I look at an adult, I imagine myself what this adult looked like as a kid.
It is beautiful. And I want to let you know that Bob and I are very much childlike.
Yes, we are too.
So we are.
Our wives tell us every week we're child. Okay.
It is 11:30 though, in our time.
Yeah, so yeah, actually our wives are probably very upset.
We can keep going, but we still need to eat.
I think this is tremendous, to be honest.
Amazingly tremendous.
What we need is words of wisdom from Preston.
Yes. Oh, well, we need words of wisdom from everybody.
Yes, but Preston's number one right now.
Preston, words of wisdom, please.
All right, here we go. Yes. What did I say last time? Don't tailgate. Let me
that's true.
You remember that. I'm proud of you. That's good recall.
I would say meditate.
Okay.
Ooh. It's very good for you. It helps in a lot of different ways. Meditate.
My wife would agree with that 100%. She meditates to keep herself sane from me. Okay. Bob, you're up next.
No. Our guest is up next. Are you kidding, son?
Well, okay. He doesn't know what to say. That's why he's saying
it. I'm going to go with this.
All right.
If you're saying meditate, then I'm going to say breathe.
Breathe,
because I think they go nicely together.
Yeah, if you don't fucking breathe,
is that all you got?
You'll have a panic attack.
Yeah, but I'm out.
No.
If you're trying to meditate,
so what
you're
saying is don't hold your breath.
Yes.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. Breathe a little bit. It works.
You know, humans have no choice in the matter. Give us something we have a choice in. You son of a bitch.
No, but if you don't breathe, like you end that. Up with like a fucking that. Doctor because you have a panic attack.
Let me reach further. Let me reach yes. further.
Let him reach while you give your
sure.
words.
Okay, here's my shit. So I had, like I said, I went to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Yes.
Okay. I'm in the hotel room. I pull out this, clean golf shirt, all wrinkled as fuck. And you know how they normally have an iron in the room?
Yes.
They had a fucking handheld steamer. And I was like, what the fuck? So I'm in hotels. I'm like, what the hell is this shit? I fill it up with water, like a little thing. Plug it in. Within 4 seconds, shit's steaming. So I start fucking putting it outside my shirt. It's like literally 10 seconds fucking iron. Beautiful.
Yes.
So buy a fucking handheld steamer is my fucking... For real, it's money as shit, dude.
Nice.
I like that.
It's amazing. I like that. Never Very seen nice. It before.
Damn, dude. I can't follow that.
I mean, dude, you said breathe last time.
Shit. I know. I thought I was clean. In and out. Breathe. Bye. One love. Bye.
Don't stop breathing.
We
bitches.
Want something you would tell your son, like he's yeah. trying to be a man, or your daughter, or
ooh,
your,
ooh,
you know yeah, what I mean? Like yeah. life lesson type, like, hey, dude, don't do this, do that.
That's really interesting. You do know, I will say this.
Yes. Yes.
My good friend, and I'll wrap it back around, my good friend Adolfo, he wasn't yes. paying the most attention recently. And he kind of got caught by surprise. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Caught by surprise. And I think there was a takeaway for him, which was sometimes being caught by surprise and being like, cause you know, everybody has a fear of being attacked and stuff like
sure.
that. Sure. He was kind of spontaneously attacked, but I will say that he had a tremendous trip after that.
Okay.
And it didn't affect anything. So,
I saw your episode 50, you were talking about him, like he's lost weight. He's gotten in shape. He's looking better. Is yeah. that all because of that?
He did. He's had a transformation
because okay. he got knocked the fuck out.
No. But okay. I will say this, it wasn't because it got knocked out, but I think it's interesting that you can have a bad, like take an L and then have this tremendous trip.
Keep
it
positive.
Because he still had a great time
right.
out there. And so I thought it was pretty cool that he had like a really good time, even though he had this terrible thing.
So are you saying look on the positive, or what are you saying?
I'm saying keep your mind open after a loss. Cause like, this is the best I got. Yes. I'm trying to find something here.
No, okay. That's good. I like
but,
it.
I do think it was kind of like, wow, man, he managed to have such a good time after such a horrible moment.
Yes.
And I think
that's when
I think
you do it.
Like, cool thing to do to so yeah. you get back up. And
absolutely.
Stuff like that.
And nothing better than getting the shit slapped out of you. Like, whoa, I'm back.
Yeah,
you
it's know such what? An yeah. thing to happen. And you're like, whoa, that sucks. And then he was like, yeah, but I had a great 5 days after that. I'm like, all right.
But you know what? The asshole that slapped you in the face
he's
is
having a bad day.
Even more upset that you're now moving on and happy.
Well, I'm sure right? he may be still slapping people, dude.
Straight
well,
up.
Well, he's
like,
a dick.
Probably Captain like, Slaps a lot.
Yeah, like yeah. right now.
I know.
In the subway.
But you know what? Let him figure his own.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, right. yeah. It is what it is.
All right, man. Hey, words of wisdom to end the show, man. Who's up first?
You, bitch.
What?
Yeah.
Me?
You should be.
Are you serious?
Because you always go last, you
I'm
asshole.
I'm last. I'm last. I have to be last. Because I have to announce shit.
I got one. Always wipe twice.
Only twice. I do like 8 times.
Well, minimum. Because sometimes I get one of those ghost shits, and you're like, oh, wow, that was a queen. Like, wait a minute. It might have came with backup I wasn't aware of.
All right.
Very That's smart. True. I have a follow-up to his. It's
okay.
Buy a fucking bidet and do not wipe twice.
I got to get one of those.
They're like 20 bucks, man. Don't sleep on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But wait, how do you dry yourself off?
The same way you wipe now. Just once.
Oh, so you just use toilet paper to dry your butthole and then that's it?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you just pulled up like soggy ass.
No, you use your hand. No. Same shit, but you like 1/10 of all toilet paper. It's amazing. So I cannot have anything better. Thank you for the
you
intro
told
to
me. I'm getting one now.
$20 on Amazon, dude.
I don't know if I want a $20 bidet though. I kind of go for like a little luxury.
Right.
Now. You know what? Yeah, buy a $30.
A little more, like a Rolls Royce. Goddamn.
Listen, if you want the heated water, it's like $80. But then you got to split a fucking the hot water line. It ain't worth it, really. in my opinion.
Cold water up your asshole.
No, no, cold water is great in the summer. In the winter in Chicago is going to be rough, but you're going to get used to
it. You're going to be ice cubes up your asshole.
You'll toughen up immediately. Don't worry. Give it 7 days. It's worth it. I promise.
All right. Well, I promise. Right.
I'm investing.
I believe you. Is what I'm trying to say.
Let's see. Yeah, my words of wisdom are goldbelly.com. Let's try this shit as a nation, as a goddamn basement hangout fucking nation, and let's get it right. Some shit we're not going to buy. We're not going to buy that shit. Maybe a fucking In-N-Out burger is what you flash freeze.
Enjoy your life.
Yes, enjoy your life. We can do. I think there's something good. I don't know what the fuck yet, but.
Okay. I'm going to throw it over to you, Michael, because you are the guest of honor this evening. What are your words of wisdom for the people?
Is this one word of wisdom or two words of wisdom? Or
You know what? I have one answer that is correct, and I have one answer that is super interesting. Let's make it one word. If you have one word, what would it be?
It's not going to be one word. It's going to be two words.
All right.
And I'm a big fan of sports. I'm a big fan of one of the greatest of all time, a gentleman by the name of Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And Muhammad Ali was a talker. He loved to talk. But he was also a very wise person that understood about the necessity of humankind and loving each other and what that means. And he is quoted as having the shortest poem in history. If you watch When We Are Kings, a great documentary, they kind of talk about this. But his words are, we, me. And he talks basically the fact that we as a people start with me, and that at the same time, we as a people start with me as an individual, and that everyone who is looking to do something in the world should be doing something for the we, and that we should be doing something for the individual as the me. And that hopefully, our game show can bring some love to the people. And hopefully you can bring that love back to the people who are at the game show and vice versa. And whether that be whatever you do in your life is to share that.
That was beautiful. Very, very beautiful. I have chills up my spine.
That was awesome, man.
Yes. Muhammad Ali. Like, how can you get any better than that?
It's unity. It's perfect for today. Obviously it's universal, but like, more unity today than ever.
Unfortunately, I tend to lean towards the me, but I'm working on the we, just so you know.
Okay, I vibe. I feel your vibe.
Okay, Drew, you're up.
My man. Well, I'm not going to. It's a tough act to follow. Look, I'm not going to try to do that at all, okay? But I will say that I have a sports related thing, but it's in the flip, right? Because right now I got the Beantown Brawlers are in the playoffs. I don't know if you boys are big, stickball fans or not, but I grew up a baseball lover. And let me tell you something, I was a little too emotional about a loss last night. And I think my words of encouragement and wisdom are, hey man, take it easy. Don't take it so personally. There's always another game coming down. And they're losing that one too, which is making me furious, but I'm not going to get emotional about it. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to take that different approach today as opposed to yesterday, even though it's 6-0. Again, it's not a problem.
Right.
You can see it on my face, gentlemen. I don't have a fucking problem with it. Yes. I'm better.
You and I are totally vibing.
That's my words.
You and I are totally vibing on the me versus we is what I'm hearing. And I'm okay with that. My words of wisdom are, eat wings. 24 hours a day, 3 meals a day. Make sure they are hot wings. Because you know what, Bob? We have 45 flats.
Fuck, were you shitting me?
All flats tonight after the show.
Winning.
Yes, okay.
Here are my words of wisdom. Yes. I'm going to go for four.
Please.
So listen, and if there's a sale of Desitin at the CVS, that can be words of wisdom as well.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Oh, my God.
Just to give you basically anything you want.
Yes.
So my words of wisdom are, and I fucked up yesterday, I wore flip-flops to look at a very high grass area, and this very large man named Bear kept making fucking fun of me as I walked through like poison ivy, and now I have poison ivy on my ankles. And my wife kept fucking telling me I wasn't going to get it, and I knew I was going to get it.
So the very large man named Bear, did he?
Fuck him in the ear. He was, he will fuck you in the ear if you piss him off.
God. Okay, your turn for words of wisdom, please.
My words of wisdom is,
yes.
Take it in the butt and he'll,
so,
and he'll stick around.
And so we will hand it over to you to give us our first words of wisdom, and you can tell us anything you want.
I would ask people to keep an eye out for my petition that will be sent to the UK government to have all of the footage released and the comms released from all of the aircraft involved in the early hours of the 26th of February, 2016. Because this, if nothing happened, let's all see nothing happening. I need 10,000 signatures. I have 3 months in order to get those 10,000 signatures. If I fail, I can't resubmit it. But if I get 100,000 signatures, you'll see me pass that petition to the Prime Minister himself.
Now, those need to be British citizens who sign?
Anyone can sign.
Anyone.
Anyone can sign.
Okay.
Please
get, we will sign.
The petition will be placed on the website. It will probably be on my Facebook page as well. If you see it, please sign it. We're going to launch it in the new year. So if you see it and you want disclosure, or even if you don't believe, then please sign it, because you'll see for yourself.
And get proved right. And
exactly.
One way or another.
I'm going to predict that you're going to get 10 times as many signatures as you need.
I hope so. Yes. I hope so.
We will definitely be on the lookout for that. And those are definitely words of wisdom.
Definitely will sign.
Bob, you're up.
So my words of wisdom, I like what you said, spend time, more time with your family. So my kids have the bid right now. And I would also say, anyone else who's listening to this who has had an experience, please contact the Basement Hangout so we can get more people to talk about this this type of thing. Because Kaz, you're like, you've really like pumped me up about the movement of getting the word out. And this is bigger than like Roswell, and it's recent, which is amazing. So thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
So what are your words of wisdom for the people?
Words of wisdom is just do what you love, no matter what it is, as long as you're not hurting nobody. Just do what you love and you'll never be sad.
What if I make no money doing what I love?
You're still happy.
Yeah. You got to figure out what you can live with and what you need. And then once you do that, do what you love. That's what I did.
Word.
Bob. So, dude, top five countries in the world, I think. I mean, top five happiest countries, I think, have no money.
Yeah, well, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Money fucks you up, dude.
Well, I don't know, bitch.
Money fucks everything.
Problem.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
That shit.
50 Cent said it like
no,
many
no,
years
no.
ago.
Biggie Smalls, bitch. Not 50 Cent, you idiot. Notorious B.I.G., man. Jesus. 50 Cent might have stole it on like a
that's
fucking...
fine. The person who said it last is
no,
all that matters.
No, did he say that, Abby? Or he's...
No, I made that shit up.
I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know my hip-hop
it's
culture.
It's okay. Don't worry. No worries.
Okay.
You got
what
the
are
gist?
Your goddamn
my goddamn words
of
wisdom are, do not... get COVID, motherfucker. It'll fuck your house up, son.
Okay. Very nice.
And get the vaccine, which I, before I wasn't sure about, now I am about.
Okay.
So get the vaccine.
You hear that,
bitch.
Alex? Does Alex hear you? That is the question. Because Alex.
You fucking goddamn fucker.
Not
in what the fuck's your problem?
Alex is not. Yeah. Alex is fuck. Do you listen to Alex Jones, Abby? You ever
no,
listen to
I
him?
Don't. I can't. Oh, it's you, too
raging. Bring me 15 hookers now and get the drugs ready and take me to the private island.
He is raging.
All right, my words of wisdom are buy the goddamn Serrano ham from Costco.
Oh, yes.
$99. Would you like to go first, Brian?
Sure. Well, I just would like to tell your audience to, if you can, pursue what it is that you want to do in your life. Don't feel... blocked in by what friends or family or institutions tell you. If you really want to pursue what your heart tells you, that's something that I've been able to do. I know it's very difficult, but it's worth a try to pursue your dreams rather than get bogged down into something that doesn't make you feel fulfilled.
I like that.
That is beautiful. I love that.
That's beautiful.
Okay, Bob, you're up.
Bob is up. Okay, so my words of wisdom are, what is our email again?
Connect@thebasementhangout.com.
So if you've ever had a paranormal experience and want to talk about it, or you have something of a friend or a story, please email connect@thebasementhangout.com because we want to analyze it, talk about it, and spread it to the world.
That is beautiful, Bob. I love you for saying that.
My words of wisdom are,
yes, exactly what Bob just said. Just send us an email to connect@thebasementhangout.com. Even if you haven't had experience, just connect with us. We're here for you guys, and we love you. Okay, before you head out, give us your final words of wisdom.
Okay, my final words of wisdom is eat more cheese and drink more alcohol.
Like it.
And honey, lick some buttholes.
Okay.
I like it a lot. Beautiful.
You are a veteran now. Nice. You did your words of wisdom when you came on the first time. So I'm going to give you first.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You said can't come in or come on her, I think.
Probably. That sounds about right.
He's like, oh, okay, yes. That was very intelligent.
Very wise.
You guys ready for my next word?
Yes. Go for it.
It takes a grown man to cry. Let's rephrase that. It takes a big man to cry, but it takes an even bigger man to laugh at the man that's crying. There you go. Nice. That's my words of wisdom.
All right. That's money.
I like that.
All right, Bob, you're up.
Or I got one better. If you walk around the corner with no shoes on, your feet will get dirty.
Say what?
Yeah, say it again.
That's too deep for me.
If you walk around the corner with no shoes on, your feet will get dirty. That's the most deeper shit right there.
I don't even understand what that means.
That means wear shoes.
Me neither, but it came to the top of my head. I said, you know what? It sounds wise.
But only if you walk around the corner.
Well, because it's clean where
only
you are.
Only if you walk around the corner.
All right, Bob, you're up.
It's hypothetical for like when you walk into the darkness, there's dirty shit out there. Protect yourself.
Okay, Bob. You're
there you go.
There's dirty shit out there. Fucking protect yourself, dude. Wash your hands, bitch. And clean your phone, actually.
Yeah.
Chad, since I've known you, you've gotten phones every, 11 months because you're, the man.
Because I'm what?
You need to fucking clean your goddamn phone, dude.
Okay. My words of wisdom are Chad is the man and don't ever fucking forget it.
Okay.
Chad out.
Love it.
Let's go to break, and then we come back with waterboarding. Yes. So what are your words of wisdom?
My words of wisdom are, don't get fucking waterboarded, you idiot. Don't be a terrorist, man.
My words of wisdom are, if you're getting waterboarded, do it in the basement. And that's do it true. On audio and send it to the basement hangout.
And away from your wife, for sure. Bob, this week is deferring to Ron Moorhead, and I am proud to do so.
No, you have no words of wisdom.
Mine, listen to his. Ron, go ahead, sir.
Okay.
The thing you fear most will come upon you. That's one of them. Where you put your energy, where you put your thoughts, is probably could materialize. So be careful how you think.
Oh, I love that.
I'm sorry, Bob. Did I interrupt you?
No, he wanted that. That was beautiful, and I agree with you.
Well, regarding Bigfoot, you don't find them. You don't go out and find them. They will find you if your vibrational frequency, if your own energy is the right way. I think they can intertwine and maybe mind speak. I call it quantum entanglement. When your vibrational frequency is at the right stage, they are able to entangle with you. And that's how some people say, well, I heard these voices. And I always wonder, was I hearing voices or was I imagining it in my own head? But I think we all have the ability to... be telepathic. We just haven't learned how to really make it all happen within us yet. But I think humans have a lot to go. My other piece of wisdom, I think I mentioned to you earlier, if it is wisdom, is there's no such thing as losing. You either win or you learn something. And I don't like for anyone to play the role of being a
loser.
What do you call it? The victim.
Yeah, I like that.
Shouldn't be a victim. Because really, we're here for experiences, and really, we're here to make our karma better, to be a better people. You do that through raising your own personal vibrational frequency, and you do that by having compassion for others and caring for others. And when you start beating other people or hurting other people, it just takes you down. You get sick more often. The whole thing
absolutely
bad can happen to you.
Wow. I'm going to go say to my son, son, you don't lose. You just gain an experience.
That's right.
But honestly,
you got to make the most of everything, because everything you're here for in times somewhere along the line, you've asked for it. So you could challenge it and respond to it the right way. Our whole goal as a humanity is to raise our frequency and raise ourselves so we can elevate into another dimension someday. Because according to physics, you never die. Your energy cannot die. It can only change forms.
Mm-hmm.
If you're religious, you'll say, well, I'm going to go to heaven when I die. If you're a physicist, you say, we're going to change forms. But you don't die. Your body dies, but your consciousness, your essence, who you really are, goes on. It just changes form. What it goes to, Einstein wouldn't even guess. But, who knows? I think we have multiple embodiments just to correct ourselves because we've asked for it so we can do
Bob,
better.
I feel a slight tingle up my spine. Ron, very wise words.
No, for real, Ron. So, and I have a question. So that belief, is there a religion that ties into that, or are you taking lessons from everything you've learned your whole life?
Well, that's in the first Ron, third chapter. No, I don't have a religion behind it, really. I don't. It's how I think and how I come to think after all these years of looking into it. I was raised religiously in churches, and I know scripture pretty well, but I've known that some of it just don't make sense to me and didn't make sense.
Right, right.
I'm afraid a lot of people have fallen away from religion because of that. And it just seems like the woo-woo out there somewhere. And yet they call someone who believes in Bigfoot a woo-wooer. You know, if you just believe in the paranormal, you're a woo-woo guy. If you believe in the ape camp, you're just a flesh and blood and that's all. But nothing is just flesh and blood. We are all energy. Bigfoot is energy. And what they do with that and how they've learned to do it is what we're studying.
Very nice. Bob,
yeah,
your words of wisdom.
Do you see why I deferred to him?
You need to.
I cannot
follow
up with
that. You need to follow that up with something very
Trust
nice.
Trust me, I cannot.
There is a sale for toilet paper at Costco. Come on, Bob.
So,
can I say one more little thing?
Yes, please. Yes, yes please.
Yeah. Yes, please.
According to Edgar Mitchell, he said it takes classical and quantum sciences together to have clear perception. So I encourage any researcher out there listening to this that they engage in learning about quantum science a little bit and how it might pertain to some of the enigmas associated with these beings we call Bigfoot. And that's really, I love that statement he makes, Edgar Mitchell.
Super nice.
And I
you
love that.
We live in a Newtonian physics. You know, that's what we learned. That's what we think that's all there is. But there's more going on that don't meet our eyes. We just don't see every day with our eyes. You got to open up your third eye, your pineal gland, and get into it and learn how to listen instead of talk so much. I think that's called meditation.
So do you meditate?
I do.
Yes. So is that an iPhone app I can get, or like what's the best?
Yeah, you can start with Headspace.
You got to learn how. It's something you just have to learn. You can go on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an app, but there's all kinds of meditation things on YouTube.
Headspace, if you're listening, you can become a sponsor of the Basement Hangout for as little as $100. No.
So we have a
it's
guy,
a good app actually.
I think my brother used that, but we've had a guy on multiple times who astro projects himself to wherever he wants to be.
Yes.
And he claims it started with meditation. So have you ever tried that kind of
astro projection?
Yeah.
Anybody can do that. You just got to learn how. Because what it does, you're taking yourself, your consciousness out of your body, and you're moving it around somewhere in the place. I know some people quite well, very serious people who really are engaged with the FBI to find missing people.
Oh, wow.
They're good at it, you know. So
that's amazing.
It's real. And the real realization comes in learning how. And you start off by meditating. Just clear your mind and open up yourself to receive instead of trying to ask for things all the time.
That's amazing.
Prayer is asking for things. Meditation is receiving
good point.
Things.
Yeah, that is a real good point. Well, there are certain types of prayer, and I've always heard this, and my wife talks about this always. When you pray, you don't ask for health, you don't ask for money, you don't ask for whatever. You pray for other people, and you say...
But that's still asking for something.
Well, no, but
help
you...
this person.
You
help.
Just say, I want so-and-so to get what they want. I want so-and-so to be healthy. You're putting out good vibes
but
to the
universe. But he's opening himself as a... I don't know what it's called, Ron. opening himself to messages coming in or whatever it is. What is it, Ron?
Well, what you're saying is that you want good for other people. That's right. Called compassion and exactly. love and caring. And that's been taught to us from the masters for a long time.
Right.
And if you go with that philosophy in your life and try to do that, don't get angry with some person that doubled their medication to stop sign. They don't know when to push the gas pedal and go. You feel like sometimes you just want to, when you're in a hurry, you just want to nail them or something.
Right.
Yeah. Have compassion for them because, you know, everybody needs compassion. And I think that's what we all have to learn, get our egos out of the way and start being kind to other people. And once we can do that as a group, a consciousness group, we can grow. Make the whole world better.
You're a wise, wise man. Those Sasquatches infrasounded some knowledge into your head, Ron, I think.
Beings. Please not say Sasquatch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, but the beings.
Damn. Sasquatch, there it is.
Do you see why I cannot? I am not going to follow
I
that
mean,
up. Ron, thank you,
you
sir.
You have an obligation for words of. You could, you know what?
Dude.
If I were you.
Trust me, I had some, but I cannot.
Okay, I'm going to.
If my words of wisdom are listen to Ron Moorhead, buy his books, please.
Yes. I was just going to say that. That could be your words of wisdom. Do it again.
Please, my name is Bob. My words of wisdom are listen to Ron Moorhead. Please buy his books. Watch documentaries.
Thank you, Bob. Yes. Thank you.
So,
doing it. And
what
doing
are your
it
words of wisdom?
Doing it and doing it and doing it all.
What are your words
if
of wisdom?
If you have experienced paranormal or your family or your friend, please email connect@thebasementhangout.com so we can talk about it and get it to the world.
Yes, you need to call us and get it out. We will very mucho respecto.
And honestly, if you talk about it, you feel better.
So. Yeah, that's for sure. It's like catharsis.
Whatever that is, okay.
Let me say it again, shall I?
Catharsisism?
Catharsis. What?
Catharsis.
There we go. Got it.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Hey, my words of wisdom are if you subscribe to Apple Podcasts, The Basement Hangout, Basement VIP, you get a better quality audio feed. You get all of our episodes, or at least the last 30 or so episodes, ad-free. All future episodes ad-free. And you get our bonus episodes, which include pre and post game for most of our episodes. Mm-hmm. End of story. Peace out.